أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد We continue our book of the basic rules that the Muslim must observe in the times of it. So we will understand that our deen is big and great. Big deen. Why? For every circumstance, it teaches us what to do. Every circumstance. Islam will tell us what to do. Do this. Or don't do this. Or this one is better. Or you can do this. But if you leave it, it is better. Or the choice is yours. Every time Islam tells us, as I was coming today, I was thinking, if someone dies today and gets into his grave, from now till the day of Qiyamah, the Quran and the Sunnah told us what will happen to him. So you can know if the person passes away. So we have an informed Ummah. We are an informed Ummah. So even in the times of trouble, our deen has taught us what Islam has. It's fadl of Allah. When he says, Akmaltu lakum deen, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. We know the meaning in all of it. So that's why it is prohibited to now bring an urge to it. After it is complete and perfect, you want to add something to it. If something is complete and perfect, if you add to it, what will you do? It's spoiled. Spoiled. That's why bid'ah is haram. Don't start a trouble with this expression. Bid'ah is haram. Means that bid'ah is prohibited in Islam. Don't do it. Those who do it will be punished for it. Unless Allah chooses to forgive. So don't try to add something to what Allah has. Allah perfected it. Abdullah ibn Abbas has that hadith. Umar ibn al-Khattab has the hadith. And there are mawqufat from Sahaba. So it happened to more than one companion, not just Umar, that a Jew would go to them and say, Oh, inna fi kitabikum ayatan. لو علينا معشر اليهود نزلت لاتخذنا ذلك اليوم خيدا عيدا لاتخذنا ذلك اليوم عيدا In your book, in your Quran, you have one verse there. If it were we the Jews that verse was revealed, we would have taken that day as a day of celebration and feasting. Say, which verse is that? Al-Yawma Malti. What mam tu alaykum wa raditu lakum al-islam. Three things. Akmaltu, I have. It came in al-maziyu. Akmaltu, I have completed. Wa atmamtu, I have perfected. Wa raditu. So Islam is not in need of that your bid'ah you want to bring. Islam doesn't. It's a big, big, big favor. One of the scholars wrote a book on Fadlul Islam, the virtues of Islam. The virtue. Kini ore kini bersu ije musu. Kini akmanle ije musu. What are the virtues, the excellence of Islam? These are the first verses he placed forth. There is no deen, there is no way of life, worship anywhere that Allah says, I have perfected it. I have completed it. I am pleased with it. That's Islam. So from Allah's perfecting Islam is that it teaches us what to do in every second. So when there is trouble, people are running from one place. Hey. Check back in the Sunnah. You have something to do. So in the times of fitan, there are basic things. The Islam that has been perfected by Allah has taught us. Although sometimes these issues will come under issues of Alimahu man Alimahu wa jahilahu wa jahilahu. Let's not a jahil sit and say, oh, how do we know what to do in fitna? Jahil ni wo, Allah makan ni wo. Jahil, the job of the jahil is to ask the people who have learned. So don't sit down somewhere and say, oh, I don't know what Islam has. Like recently, 2 days ago, a brother was asking his teacher a question. Not me, even though the question was directed to me. That, is there proof that in a halqa, the teacher should sit on a seat like this? And I said, so, too, but he let it go take back. He's the one asking, he's the one saying the consequence of what to do. Allah ilaha illallah. You can ask a clear-cut question. Please, what is the evidence that in a halqa, someone sits on a chair and the rest of the people sit on the ground? What's the proof in the sunnah? You are not the one saying Oleri. It's very common with young people on Facebook now. Can you hear Oleri? Tani wobo ni washimu. Erime loloma. Wallahi, many times, one verse you'll be reading, there will be proof for something you are thinking, and there's evidence there. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he read the Quran 100 times, looking for the evidence for ijma. What is evidence that ijma is from the usul of Sharia? Shafi'i, Muhammad ibn Idris, he was reading the Quran, fetching the Quran, regarding ijma, that once there's ijma, ijma is hujjah. Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he was looking for the proof, evidence for ijma in the Quran. He read Quran 100 times. The point there is, when he read it the first 99 times, he had not seen the proof, but there's proof there. Erigodawa, tafsilan li kulli shay in the Quran. This Quran is explanation for everything. There must be proof for ijma until Allah made him to see the proof in. وَمَنْ يُشَافِكَ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِي غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ. This is why يَتَّبِي غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Someone who follows a path different from the path of the rest of the Muslims. So what is the path of the rest of the Muslims? Ijma. It is haram to act against ijma. Say this is the path. After 99 on the 100th count, Shafi. The point is that you can read one verse 1 million times. Every two I'm going to see my peri in combined. So young people should avoid saying kuleri. Don't say. So you can ask me, how do you say? If you want to say something in the statement, you say Sheikh Fulan, Imam Fulan, Imam al-Nawawi, Imam al-Nasa'i, Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam al-Imam. Because they have a sense of istiab that we don't have. They go around. So don't say you. Say what you now, don't say you. So that. Unfortunately, you are asking your teacher that question. And perhaps that his teacher used to sit on the chair. You can ask a harmless question. Ustaz, please, what is the evidence for sitting on the chair like this? So his Ustaz sent the question to me. When I listened to it, I said, I will give two answers. The first one is Tambir or Ifanini. Don't ask questions like this again. You are the one tying and opening it together. It's wrong. Then I gave the answer. But inside the answer, I did two things. I mentioned the hadith, and there are two that I know. The hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. I have remembered the third one now. And two and three are from the narrations of Abdullah ibn Abbas. One of them is in Sahih al-Bukhari. One of them occurs in Siyar al-Ami Nubala regarding Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is also a cousin, Sunan Nabi Dawud. He said that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, when he spoke to us, He used to sit with us on the mat. All of us will sit together. So when a visitor comes, they can't differentiate who is the Muhammad. So we suggested to him, messenger, take a seat. So that when you sit on it, take a high place. So that when you sit on it, everybody who comes in will know, oh, this is their teacher. That is the first thing. It occurs in that hadith of Jibreel, Bainama Nahnu Julus, the riwayah of Abu Huraira. Because there are other, in Bukhari also there is a hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. He used to have a mutarjim. When he spoke, he did Mawahib ibn Abbas, he did Durus. He had a mutarjim, translator. Not too many translations in there, Bidia knew. Ibn Abbas had a translator who was translating his sermons from Arabia to Persian language at the time. He used to sit with Ibn Abbas on the table. So where was Ibn Abbas? This one is in Sahih Bukhari. There's also the author of Abu Aliyah. That was the one I just remembered now. It occurs in Siyar al-A'lam al-Nubala. Nufayr ibn Mihran al-Basri. Rahimahullah. He used to sit with Abdullah ibn Abbas. If he sat on the ground, Ibn Abbas would come, stand up, come and sit here. And he was Mamluk. He was a freed slave. So some of the people who were elders, but not as learned as Abu Aliyah. Abu Aliyah learned Quran from Omar. He learned from Quran from Ubayy ibn Ka'b. He learned Quran from Zayd ibn Thabit. He learned Quran from Ibn Abbas. So Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, would not like him to sit on the ground. People say, Woma, Bombi, Afani, Woma. So some people who sit in the ground start frowning their faces. This is normal, isn't it? He now says, radiallahu anhuma, hakaza al-ilm. That is how knowledge is. Yazidu sharifa sharafan. It will increase the virtue of someone who is already virtuous. Tubani, tele tubani, in all the kuhire. It says, wayaj'alu al-mamluk ala al-asirra. And it will bring the slave onto the chair, on the sarir. Where we see that. That's one of course in Siyar al-Amin. We are just trying to say that our deen is complete. It's complete. So young people should avoid saying, oh, Guleri, no. Cite a learned person who says, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan al-Fawzan was speaking about this matter and he said, there is no proof. Sheikh Abdul Karim al-Fudain was talking about it, said, there is no proof. Allah Junatu Gaima, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad, quote the elder, Al-Imam al-Albani says that there is no proof. When he said there is no proof regarding Al-Qabd, who went to the proof was? At the end, who are you to say that? That question itself, who will ask it? Except someone whose statement will be interpreted to mean an insult to a learned person. You ask that question. Sheikh Al-Albani, please, what is your proof? I said there's no proof. You see, Imam, because of his imam, he's an authority in the field. So young people should not speak like authority. There is no proof. You say ulama say there's no proof. Sheikh Fulan, Imam Fulan, Hafiz Fulan, ascribe it. Don't think I want to think that you learn it. I want to learn it, mama. That was why we cited Al-Imam Shafi, Rahimahullah. Some people say, killer, yes, killer. When they read the hadith to you, sometimes you won't understand. Will they eat your bed one day? The point is that our deen is complete. We thank Allah for that favor. From the completeness of Islam is that even in the times of fitan, it has taught us what to do. We have about 30 minutes, but we like to finish this point today. Inshallah. We are on Fiqh al-Fitan by Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhayl. Hafizahullah. He has returned to Masjid al-Nabawi. Are you aware? Rahimahullah. Hafizahullah. Anybody who goes for Umrah now, we have opportunity to. All the rules have returned in Haramain. Lessons have returned. When we went, there are no lessons. Salam alaikum, salam out. But alhamdulillah. lessons have started to return to the masjid. May Allah accept it all. Forgive our mistakes. Al-Aslut Tasi'u Ashar. The 19th foundation, the 19th basic rule we have to note in the times of Fitan. There is to be a bulb. Avoid reading on your phone in the night. It destroys the sight. Please, brothers, don't do it. I've not been enjoying my sight since I did. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, min fikhil fitan as-sabru, from the basic rules regarding the times of trials and tribulation, is what? As-sabru. Being patient. Being patient. Being steadfast upon the truth. It says, as-sabru diya, as-sabru diya un. It says, patience is illumination. Like this is illumination. He likened patience to illumination. One of the ulama say that when patience is likened to illumination, yes, it is clear that it will guide us. It will make us see and know your path. When there is no darkness, how do you know how to move? Because tribulation brings about confusion. You will know what to do. But if you have sabr, it will shine light on it so you know where to pass. That's one benefit of a sabr. But there is one thing around it. If you put your hand near this now, where the illumination is, it will burn you. So the meaning is that sabr too can burn you here. Sabr will burn you a little bit, but you will gain from it. I owe to me, it pained me. Yes. Doesn't mean you shouldn't have sabr. It will be painful, but you have to manage it. You have to manage it. It's not that when they say sabr, sabr, it means enjoy. No, sabr is hard. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِذْ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. But what? وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. It's hard. So, don't, when they say sabr is diya, don't forget the two things about diya. Yes, you find guidance from it. It will help you know how to move. But don't forget that the reverse effect is hot too. Sabr is hot. It's burning. The Sheikh says, الصبر ضياء وخير كله. Everything about sabr is goodness. Allah. Everything. Kusabga no suru. He was go by Otimi suru kwaja. It's not in sabr. There's a hadith in Al-Adab al-Mufrad when a companion was saying to the companion, radiallahu anhu, you are too patient. The messenger said, there is no extent, no limit to sabr. No limit. Because it will not bring any other than what? Goodness. So he says, فَعَنَ أَبِي مَالِكٍ الْعَشْعَرِ. Hadith is the hadith of Abu Malikin al-Ash'ari. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His companion said that the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam said, At-tuhuru shatrul iman. We know that hadith though. At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Tahara, being pure, wudu, ghusl, shatrul iman. Is half of faith. Some of the ulama say it's shatrul salah, nisfu salah. It's a half of salah. Because without wudu, there is no salah. So iman here, some of them interpret it to mean what? As-salah. Because Allah mentioned in the Quran too, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. And what he meant in that verse was salah. Do we remember that verse in Al-Baqarah? وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ. Allah was not going to waste your salah by changing your qibla. فما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم فما كان الله ليضيع صلاتكم. So iman could come for salah because salah signifies iman. All the three things, major aspects of iman, are in salah. In salah there are amalul qalbiyah. There is i'tiqad. You believe that Allah has obligated you to observe the salah. Allah has commanded you by obligation to observe the salah. And then you have niyyah. This is amalul qalbiyah. Do we understand? You're believing that Allah makes it obligatory state because, do we understand? Qawlul qalb, that is amalul qalb, your niyyah. Do we understand? Then you say, you speak in salah. You speak iman in salah. All those statements, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, sami'a Allahu liman hamida, they are statements of iman. So you make qawl lil iman. Then you act upon iman with your lips. يَسْتَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ يُبَوْدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ يُسْتَنْدَوْ Allahu Akbar, you make sujood. So everything you want to talk about iman in terms of the basics of iman are inside the salah. So it's like salah is the summary of iman. So that's why sometimes the ulama say that sometimes you find the sharia employing iman when it actually refers to salah. That's why there are riwayats of this hadith. So when it says as-tuhuru shatru al-iman, others say that al-wudu shatru al-iman. Like the riwayah of al-imam Abu Dawud or Tirmidhi, if I remember. Either one of them. Either Tirmidhi or Abu Dawud. Instead of saying as-tuhuru shatru al-iman, he said what? Al-wudu shatru al-iman. So we mean that the iman they are talking about is what? As-salatu. Walhamdulillahi tamla'u al-mizan. And alhamdulillah will fill your mizan. Wa subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'ani aw tamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wal ard. Likewise, subhanallah and alhamdulillah, these two expressions, tamla'ani, they both feel, or tamla'u. Each of them, tamla'an, each of them both fill the mizan. Or tamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wal ard. They fill what is between the heavens and the earth. Or tamla'u, that is subhanallah walhamdulillah, the singular expression. Is it clear to us? Wa subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'an. Each of these two does that. But here, Subhanallah walhamdulillah as a single expression. Tamla'u. Tamla'u ma bayna samawati wal ard. Wa salatu nurun. Salah is one big light. Salah. Wallahi, salat is nur. And from the aspects of that is that these, the salah, wudu, will both be from the means of making the faces of the believers to be bright on the day of Qiyamah. We remember the hadith of Gurrul Muhajjalin. So, hadith of Abu Huraira. Hadith of Abu Nu'aym al-Mujammir or al-Mujmir. So, Salah is Nur. From the aspect that it is nur is that Allah provides you guidance from it. If you are regular with your salah, you are most likely going to be a honorable person. You are most likely, the one who is very regular with salah is most likely going to be a very, very decent person. May Allah rectify us all. Was sadaqatu burhan. And a sadaqah, handing out something for the sake of Allah. It is not sadaqah if it is not for the sake of Allah. Do we understand this point? If you want to give someone something, if it is not for the sake of Allah, it is not sadaqah. وَمَا أَتَيْتُمْ مِنْ رِبَا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَرْبُوا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ. You want to give somebody 10 naira. Abu Fatima. If I give a big man, If I dash him 100 naira, inshallah, me too, if I have a baby, he will dash me 1,000. So that he will give me back to you. Mama, don't be anticipating to do little to get more from others. Wali Rabbika Fasbir. So it says, Fala yarubu indallah. What you do, because they will give me too. When we're younger than this, our mothers, Saman Lali Onikuma, when they go for Wala'in or the birth of a baby, they will buy a ready made. We don't do that one now. Many of us now, Salafi, we are very stingy. Alan Koko, we are very stingy. We only know ourselves and our wives and our children. Toro is Jabola Poa. Ahawa ni sin yo, Salafi. Ahawa. We academy. Toni Kaluko ma ro funra re. Ahawa e fun yan nink. Ai funra wa gan nink. We don't give ourselves gifts. Me, I don't remember, okay. I wanted to say I don't remember when last I gave a gift. I remember that, inshallah. You know, so give gifts. Ikhwa. Don't wait until you become a millionaire. If you are not giving now that you are Nairanea, you will not be able to come on here. You will not be able to give when you are a millionaire. When we are younger than this, our parents used to give us money. Go and give. You, did you do that to your own son? Amala, Kundal. Do you give to your son back? Take. Go and give to so. So that the child learns that I'm on foyan. Give your children money to give. They used to give up money to put in kolo in basket. So why are you in majota for us in kolo kind? You know what I mean by kolo? The saving box. I think it's a kolo thing. The box. The contribution box in your basket. When last did you place a penny there? The petrol with which the generator is fired. In your masjid, when last did you give them 1,000 naira to buy 2 or 3 liters of oil? Salafi is saying, how ago? We are very stingy now, Salafi now. We don't like to spend. Yes. The women too are like that, very stingy. In fact, sometimes they are the ones who cause their husbands to be stingy. Instead of him doing sadaqah abu, they say that the sadaqah you do to your wife is the best sadaqah. Bring the money. She wants to buy shoe and bag. So she will tell you that hadith. The best sadaqah is the sadaqah you do to your wife. Yes, it is the best sadaqah. Qulul haq. Yuradu bihi. Mallahu bihi alim. So let's be making sadaqah. If you give in sadaqah, it is evidence of your iman. Why? All of us desire. We want. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. All of us, we like money. But there are some brothers who don't like money. There are. We all like money. Allah said so in the Quran. Even the companions. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ. Yes, they give preference to their brothers. Even though they want it. That's why Allah says, "Woman, you kashuha nafsihi, faulaika humul muflihun." Whoever can fight against you, can avoid, can set aside shuhun nafs, the greed in the heart of man. It's always in the heart of man, greed. You don't like to give and you want to take. You see now. It's greed. It's a shuh. You don't want to give and you want to take. This is the small difference between that and al-bukhul. Bukhul is just, he doesn't give me. But the one which the shahih, he wants to take your own too. Amma bezeh baka. He won't give you. So he has the two. The Allah protector. This love of wealth, if despite the fact that I love wealth, you love, and then you can remove from that thing that you love to give to your brother, it's proof of iman. That's why it says, was sadaqa to burhan. Sadaqa is evidence that you have iman. Why? You know, we said at the beginning that if it is not for the sake of Allah, fala yarzu indallah, it will not be accepted and it will not nurture, it will not grow with Allah. But he says, wama ataytum min zakatin turiduna wajha Allah fa ulaika humul mudhifu. For the one you spend for the sake of Allah, turiduna wajha Allah, you want the face of Allah, you want to please Allah with it, you want to meet Allah and get the reward, those are the ones that will be given in rewards in manifold. So if it is not for the sake of Allah, don't disturb yourself. It is not sadaqah. It is whatever you are doing. If you want to give it that you may be seen, yes, it is that one, riyah. You will be seen. If it is that you should get popularity, yes, you get your shura and summa from it. You will be heard. Well, if it is for the sake of Allah, وَمَا تَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَا تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. So this is evidence of iman when you give. That's why he said, وَصَدَقَةُ بُرْهَانٍ عليه الصلاة والسلام. It says, وَصَبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ. As for patience, it is what? Illumination. الصَّبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ. This is our محل شاهد in this hadith code. This one Quran hujjatun laka aw alayk. For father Quran, prepare wal Quran hujjatun laka aw alayk. It is either hujja for you. Ya alhamdulillah that we follow the Quran. How did you get here? Alhamdulillah alladhi azhaba 'anna al-hazan. Inna rabbana laghafurun shakur. Alladhi ahallana daral muqamati min fadli. And so on. Alhamdulillah. What did he say in Zuma? All of these. You'll be thanking Allah that we followed. We followed this Quran. Alhamdulillah, Allah, you guided us to follow the Quran. You gave us the Quran. We followed it. Out of your mercy on us. This is hujjatun laka. But hujjatun alayk, did you not learn the Quran? Did you not memorize the Quran? Hujjatun alaykina. May Allah protect us. But it will happen. And the bulk of those who will be guilty of these will be the Qura'u themselves. The Messenger said so alayhi salatu wasalam. And Imam Ahmad has a hadith in his Musnad. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. He said alayhi salatu wasalam, Aksaru munafiqi ummati Qura'uha. Aksaru munafiqi ummati. The bulk of the munafiqun in my ummah, Qura'uha. They are those, the readers of Quran. Inna allatheena amanu wa amilu s-salihat. All these things they are doing, is it for the sake of Allah or for the sake of competition? To get the car, to get the chief chair of Hajj, to get money. Is it for the, oh, so that people say, ah, got a tweet, see the tweet. See this, see that. Be careful for these. Everybody. May Allah protect all of us. So the Quran is either hujja for an individual or hujja against him. May Allah protect us. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, kullu nasi yagudu. Every morning, everybody wake up, go. Fabayu nafsa. As we go out, it's like we are selling our soul. We present our soul. We present the soul. And then he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَمُعْتِكُهَا. Some people will free their soul. أَوْمُبِكُهَا. Some people will destroy their soul. Lara, every morning when everybody wake up, I always think about this. You're going to, this one is going to sleep, this one is going to, this one is going to buy your own nafsa. Everybody is presenting his soul. Some people will free their souls. How will they free their souls? They will act upon good deeds that will liberate them from the punishment of Allah. Some people will destroy themselves. The job he's going is a job that Allah has hated and prohibited.
is a job that Allah has caused you be to have. He's destroying his soul. The point of reference in this hadith is what? Wasabru biya. Rawahu Muslim. This hadith is the hadith of Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih. يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله وابن القيم. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية عن هستدس ابن القيم say, this is very common. Many times if you see a statement of ابن تيمية, wallahi, don't forget, very soon you soon see another one like that, resembling it from ابن القيم. And many times, even the expression will be almost the same. Ibn al-Qayyim was a photocopy of his Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah. Ayyo, rahimahullah. So the two of them say that بِالصَّبْرِ وَالْيَقِينِ تُنَالُ الْإِمَامَةُ فِي الدِّينِ بِالصَّبْرِ وَمَذَا وَالْيَقِينِ. If you want to attain greatness on the part of this deen, you need two things. The first one is what? As-sabru. The second one is what? Yaqeen. Certainty of iman. With these two things, tanalul imamata fiti, you will attain greatness. You will attain leadership. People will be looking at you and make you as an example. Yeah, you don't see a brother so. Ah, it is very nice. I like to be like this, like him. I like two things. You need as-sabru. You also need what? Certainty of iman. Allah will make you a pioneer, a forerunner amongst the pious people. You want this to. Allah said something like that in the Quran too. Go. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا صَبْرٍ وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ الْيَقِينَ in As-Sajda. So the both of them say that. رحمهم الله. Says, وَمَا أَحْوَجُ الْمُؤْمِنِ لِلْضِيَاءِ وَقْتَ الْفِتَنِ. How so needful is the believer? How so needful of illumination and light is the mu'min during the time of fitan? يَقُولُ الْمِكْدَادُ يَقُولُ الْمِكْدَادُ. I don't know how your own text is. It says, يَقُولُ الْمِكْدَادُ. Is a typographic error. Nobody will ever say that. Please change it to do. Miqdadu. Ibn al-Aswad. Is he Miqdad Ibn al-Aswad? He is Miqdad Ibn Amr. Al-Kindi. Radiallahu anhu. He said, Aymullahi. It's like saying, Wallahi, لَقَدْ سَمِيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. I have heard the messenger of Allah, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, say, إِنَّ السَّعِيدَ لَمَنْ جُنِّبَ الْفِتَنَةِ. The one who is successful, لَمَنْ جُنِّبَ الْفِتَنَةِ, is the one that the fitna is put away from him. There is fitna. He is here. Allah protects him from the fitna. This is a successful person, you know. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna sa'ida laman junniba al-fitan. He said it again. Certainly, the one who is truly successful is the one that has been protected from fitna. He said it a third time. Inna sa'ida. لَمَنْ جُنِّبَ الْفِتَنُ. Successful indeed is the one who is saved from الْفِتْنَ. Even these ones have issues. إِنَّ السَّعِيدَ لَمَنْ جُنِّبَ الْفِتَنَ. إِنَّ السَّعِيدَ لَمَنْ جُنِّبَ الْفِتَنِ. إِنَّ السَّعِيدَ لَمَنْ جُنِّبَ الْفِتَنُ. It says, وَلَمَنْ إِبْتُلِيَ فَصَبَرَ فَوَاهَا. مَنْ إِبْتُلِيَ فَصَبَرَ Mane matulia. Whoever is tried in the times of fitna, fasabara, and he was patient, fawaha, wahamit, how successful is he? How nice is that? Waha. That's it, successful. That's a beautiful thing for him. Who is that? Mane batulia fasabara. The one who is tried in the times of fitna, but he was patient. The one who is tried in the times of fitna, but he was patient. Says alayhi salatu wasalam. Fawaha. That's actually big success for him. That's goodness for him. Rawahu Abu Dawud. This hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud and it's an authentic hadith. He said, Hafizahullah Shaykh Sulaiman, wa kullama ta'akhkhara az-zaman. Each time that the time, the later times, each time, the later the time, waqtaraba min waqti as-sa'ah. The more the time comes closer to the last hour, haythu takfuru al-fitan, at the time when fitan will be much, fitan will be much during the last hour. So the more times go near, later and later coming close to that hour, kana sabru a'zama. Kana sabru a'zama. Sabr, being patient, will become greater. The more we come closer to the time of the last hour, the more being patient will be valuable. Why? Because there will be more people. More people. So you need more patience. More patience. More patience. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam said, فَإِنَّ مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ أَيَّامَ الصَّبْرِ. You all should go and understand. You have ahead of you days when you shall show patience. You shall show patience. There are patience, days of patience waiting for us ahead. I remember when the COVID-19 started, a brother sent this message to me. Avunas is one of our very good brothers, inshallah, it's in the north. He says, فَإِنَّ أَمَامَنَا أَيَّامَ الصَّبْرِ. إِنَّ أَمَامَنَا أَيَّامَ الصَّبْرِ. He says, ahead of us are days of patience. We are almost 1.5 years on it now. Still being patient. It's still worrisome in many parts of the world. I tell you, COVID-19 is still very worrisome in many parts of the world. May Allah protect all of us. The Muslims who have died from COVID-19, may Allah forgive them. From them are our teachers, our shuyukh, the learned people, other Muslims that we don't know. May Allah forgive them. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِنَّ مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ أَيَّامَ الصَّبْرِ. Ahead of you are days when you will need serious patience. أَصَبْرُ فِيهِ مِثْلُ قَبْضٍ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. أَصَبْرُ فِيهِ مِثْلُ قَبْضٍ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. Being patient and patient at that time, it will be like holding the burning coal. Al-jamru is a coal that is burning. How hot is it? A little bit hot. Slightly hot. Huh? Or hot. Very hot. So the patience of that time. I told us, al-sabru biya does not mean that there is no hotness around it. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, as-sabru fihi mithlu qabdi, aw mithlu qabdi ala al-jamri. In another riwayat, he says, as-sabru fihim yawmaydin kal-qabdi ala al-jamri. Those, the individuals who will be patient amongst the people at that time, to be like grabbing the burning coal. You can't do this job. 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 This one is haram. This one is haram. This one is this one. So which job will we do now? That is that thing. Women too. We can't do this. We can't go out. Women, don't do this. Women, don't wear any cup. Yeah. Women, don't veil your head. Yeah. Women, don't veil your face. Yeah. to be being difficult more and more. Then just see them, see their beard, see their. Now they stop getting across with our beard. In fact, they want their own jaws to be like our own. So it is now that some Muslim brothers are keeping theirs. You must declare in your mind who you are following. May Allah protect us. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, inna min waraikum ayyam as-sabri. As-sabru fihi mithlu qabdin ala al-jamri. Ahead of you are days on which you will require patience. The one who will be patient at that time will be like the one who is grabbing a burning coal. لِلْعَامِلِ فِيهِمْ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ خَمْسِينَ رَجُلًا لِلْعَامِلِ. Those who will stand steadfast and do good deeds at these kinds of times, it is like خَمْسِينَ رَجُلًا يَعْمَلُونَ مِثْلَ عَمَلِهِ. If one man, one person at that time, it will be like 50 persons doing his own job at the time when there is no fit. Do we understand? When there is fitna, the hardness will be like grabbing a burning coal. But the rewards will be like the reward of 50 people at the time when there are no fitna. Qalu ya Rasulallah, ajru khamsina minhum. The companion said, the rewards of 50 minhum amongst them. Qala ajru khamsina minkum. Alayhi salatu. 50 men amongst you. 50 amongst companions. Reward, ajru. You are seeing me now. Quran is coming down your time. Big favor. But then they will not see me. They will only hear about me and they will follow me. They will stand so firmly that it will be like grabbing a burning coal. For them to stand firm like that time, that's why you have to stand firm upon the way of the companion. Otherwise, your reward cannot be like their own. Meaning that you have to be a seller. He is connecting your rewards to their own. So your Islam too must be like their own. Is it clear to us? Your deen must be like their own. Otherwise, there is no connection between your own deen and standing firm. What they did, you want to get rewards like their own. So it must be your deeds to like their own deeds. I hope that it is clear. The point here is that, yes, we need a sabr, but that sabr is not on the mouth. It's not on the mouth. I know a brother, today, he finds it hard to come to gatherings like this. When we were younger than this, he was amongst us the first person to memorize the entire Quran. All of us envied him. That's good stuff. When we want to observe Salah, we push him forward. We love him like anything. He got a job, he went abroad as we were read Boko. He came back. We are still respecting. He got a job, big company. They say you must remove this your beard. He say, if it is beard, forget about me. Big company, and they allowed him to start. They sacked him. He left. They wanted him to shave his beard. Said, I won't shave my beard. We were very happy. Marshall. Do you think those people will leave him? It has not ended. Another company took him. Another company. The last time I saw him, 4 years ago, he has already started to adjust the beard. Why? It's not easy to stand firm. That's what I'm saying. Now, if he sees brothers like, he won't come near where you are. The same person who used to be pushed in front. Now, if you are gathered like this, he won't come here. He won't come to this kind of gathering. Where you who know him for more than 25, 30 years, you are here. He won't come. He won't come. Even online, there was a platform we used to discuss, he will not come there. and he used to be a sheikh on that platform. May Allah rectify this brother. He was a very, very good brother. Very good brother. Very good. But now he's not good again. I think it's just plain, so that you help me pray for him. May Allah rectify this brother and rectify all of us. The point why I'm saying this is that it is not in the mouth of where I talk to people. There is one brother who used to say, he's the enemy of the West, enemy of America. His turban used to go down, big turban, jalabia, no shirt, no trousers. The last time I saw him, he was wearing a jeans. When he was undergraduate, they used to call him enemy of the West. SubhanAllah, jihad, mashallah, The last time I saw him, he was wearing jeans and t-shirt and canvas. May Allah protect all of us. Oh, dear brother, it can be anybody. I'm mentioning it so that we know that it happened. I know a sister, she was wearing big jilbab up to down. She started tying, she dropped, when she got married, she had a child, fourth child. By the time she gave birth to second child, she threw the jilbab away. She started tying what you call juka. Later she changed to pashmina. Later she removed that one, she rolled it and threw it away. I know a sister who was Amira in one high institution here in Southwest, who is a Christian today. I still have a phone. I just saw Amira ni. Think about now. Most, I have my phone number on my phone now. So when you say, what's up with Akdamana, take it seriously. Take that dua seriously. Don't think that it's a joke. May Allah protect all of us. It's the reason I'm mentioning it. But most of these people, if you start talking to them now, it is from one fitna to the other. They could not stand from the fair. They join the bandwagon. Otipari. Don't fall. Stand firm. Wa Allah wistaqamu. Allah sorry. If you stand firm upon as sunnah, la asqaynakum ma'an ghadan. These people, a lot of rewards would have fallen from the heavens for them. And barakat of Allah. But they did not stand firm. Why? Linaftina humfi. The fitina came. Please stand firm. Fastaqimu ilayhi wastaghfiru. Stand firm for Allah. When you are standing firm, you'll be making mistakes. Fastaghfiru. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Fawailun lil mushrik. Those who go out of Islam because of fitna, woe be to them. Unfortunately, when they die like that. Brothers, please stand firm. When the Prophet talks about Dajjal, what did he say in the hadith of who? Ayyuhannas fasbutu. That hadith occurs in Sunan Ibn Majah. Who reported it? Abu Umama al-Bahili. Radiyallahu anhu. So the Prophet said, Ya ibadallahi fasbutu, O servants of Allah, stand firm, do this thing. So standing firm is not mouth, and it's not automatic for anybody. Yes. So, sister, it is jilbab. You are doing designer jilbab. Maybe that is what you will do and you are gone. You are gone. Okay, son, last one. I used to tell the people, don't beg them. Everybody should think that it is a thing of value for him to remain steadfast upon thee. Fa'akim wajhaka lid-deen hanifa. Fa'akim wajhaka lid-deen al-qayyim min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la maraddallah. Nama radda lahu min Allah. Yawma idhi yasaddaqun. Please be steadfast. I tell myself first before I tell you. You too, be steadfast. Everybody should be steadfast. If you joke with your jinn, you are gone. Woman, don't joke with your jinn. It is a sleep. Sleep. That's why they call it zalla. Once you sleep, only Allah knows where you will land. You may not be able to stand up again. Don't take misguidance, so you may never be able to come back. Let me shave the beard. When I take the job, I will leave my beard again. Shaitan is deceiving you. Let me commit the sin. I will do Salatul Tasbih. Salatul Tasbih, they say it removes even Kabair. If you start it, you may not be able to stop it again. Don't try it. Last week I heard of a brother, I wept. The brother is very good. He accepted Islam. He perfected his Islam. He's a white. He's not in this country. He went to Damaj to learn Islam. The Kuliya Markaz of Sheikh Mukfil Al-Wadi. Stayed long there. He memorized the whole Quran. He learned Arabic. He became Sheikh. He returned to UK. His wife began to complain of dinner of him. The brother found out and he was crying that it is true. To start, Sheikh. Don't try it. Don't start that thing. You may never be able to stand up again. Some people started it. They are not able to come back. Oh man, oh woman, don't try it. Stand firm. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية الإمام ابن تيمية رحمه الله said ولا تقع فتنة no fitna occurs إلا من ترك ما أمر الله به. You see now, except as a result of leaving something that Allah has commanded. Many of our brothers and sisters, when they lose steadfastness, it is because they abandon something that Allah says don't abandon. فَإِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ أَمَرَ بِالْحَكِّ وَأَمَرَ بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to stick to the truth and to remain patient over the truth. وَالْفِتْنَى. When people fall into tribulation, imma min tarkil haqqi, usually it is either because they have left the truth, wa imma min tarki as-sabr, or that they were unable to be patient. You saw a young girl, you can't be patient. Marry her. Marry her. Don't start a trouble for yourself. You want to read book about philosophy, don't read it. You may not have sufficient detox to be able to detoxify what you will read there. You become confused forever. No mama soran. You will think that you are being intelligent, but you are being stupid. You wouldn't know. Don't try. Don't keep bad friends. If you don't have one, don't take one. Men and women, don't watch that movie they are showing. I have been watching it. Oh, I have been avoiding it today. Let me just see what they are doing. Don't let just see. One of the things the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said about Al-Masih al-Dajjal is that one mu'min will say, let me just go out and see what's happening. He will go as a mu'min. He will return as a kafir. Let me just go and test it. Don't. Let me just go and see what they are saying. Don't go. Don't go. You may never come back safe. Please, don't try your faith. Preserve it, protect it. Run away with it. That is why al-firaru min al-iman. Al-firaru min al-fitnati min al-iman. Al-firaru min al-fitna is from the aspect of iman. Run with your iman. Don't try. Don't say you are intelligent. You may not be able to sustain the heat. Avoid useless discussions with useless people of misguidance. Don't say you want to engage them. Run away with your faith. It is important to be patient in the times of fitna. I think we can stop here today, inshallah. If we have one or two questions. Salam. The imposition of what? Okay. They work. Christians build mosques. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. No Christian should build a mosque. Building mosque is for the mu'minun who believe in Allah. Christians should not build a mosque. We don't send them. Instead of them building the mosque, we will use stones to demarcate and be praying there. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. It's not from their own deeds. Avoid those kinds of masjid. Don't pray there. Now, this young man, this Ibn Abbas, is asking, if you go to a company to work, can you remove your beard? So when you go out of the company, you now leave the beard again. No! Don't. Those who did it find it hard to come back again. Go and check. Once a brother shave his beard, before he can leave it, your man you need. Shaitan will be bringing jigger and shovel to be chipping him so that he will not keep it. If he tries to leave it, he will make it. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانَ فَهُوَ لَهُ. The shaitan will be following him about. That's my dalil for what I said. Shaitan will be following him. He knew the truth. He abandoned it. One shaitan is following you about that matter. The day you shave, he can bring olive oil. You'll be rubbing it. You'll be enjoying it. The day you say you want to leave it, he'll bring shovel. It's just scratching me. So once you just shave it like this, you just know peace. You will not think that. You'll be like, I know if he leaves it. Don't try. Look for another place. Look, your risk is not whether that is that company or not, whether that company is in existence or not. What is summer in is to come on up. What you wish is one life in the heavens. It will come to you at the time that you come. Look, just look for another job. You are not rich where you are going. So don't say because of a job, shave your beard. Nobody should ask me if I want to join army or navy. Should I shave my beard? Don't ask me because navy and army are jobs. Alaykum salam. You know, we like those kinds of questions so that the fatwa will start changing. نعم ولا يمس نعم طالبان الأفغانستان is it a fitna to them or rahma everything is fitna is there anything that's not fitna when you eat is fitna when you are not eating is fitna when you sleep is fitna when you are not sleeping is fitna this dunya is darun fitna wal bala when you are in president is fitna when you are not president fitna when you are, you have husband fitna when you don't have husband fitna when you have a wife fitna when you don't have a wife fitna is there anything that a Muslim is doing it is not fitna ثم جعلناك خلائف جعلناكم خلائف في الأرض لننظر كيف تعملون you see now that to be in the position of authority is fitna not to be too is fitna because you have to be patient over the oppression of your oppressor everything is fitna look at it from that angle so when Allah does something to you if it is something that you like thank Allah and be sure that you worship Allah with that thing so that that rahma does not become nikma Fir'aun how many wealth does he have the wealth of Fir'aun no king today has it in the world the authority of Fir'aun nobody has it today so those wealth he was enjoying and he was being proud about it he was abusing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam One of the worst things I hate Fir'aun said about Musa was that statement. La yakadu yubi. Allahu yubi. Awa man yunasha'u fil hilyati. La. What did he say? Ana khairu min hadha alladhi huwa mahin. Wa la yakadu yubi. Am I the one who is better? Or this one who is Mahin? Or my life? Allah is here. Wala yakadu yubin. Emi o tu dan moro. O tu moro so. O fe e mali soro. Kanyan ji. Fira o funda to Musali. I really hate that. Each time I read that book, mou man sepe ele fira o. Each time I read that book, I cough fira o. So take note, oh brother, making dawa. Won't be a good Arab one. One a little fool, one a little guy, one a little shame back on the road. Ya Allah protect us. So all those, his money, I'm coming. His money, his wealth, his garden, his gold, his silver. He said, why did they Allah not send gold and silver to Musa? He will go to dawa wa sorry. Kọlọ́ mú dáná sọ fún mú dáná fún mú dáná góòlù bẹ́ẹ̀. Fir'aun ṣe dà. It was that rahma. The only time wealth will be useful to you is when you use it to serve Allah. That's why he says, Khuzu zinatakum in la. What did he say in Al-Qasr? Employ everything. That Allah has given you to serve Allah. ابتغي فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا. أحسن كما أحسن الله. ابتغي فيما آتاك ما آتاك الله. Everything that Allah has given you, seek it hereafter. Use it to worship Allah. May Allah make it easy for us. I think we can take this as the last question for today. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. You say what? Medical student. Okay. You say what? They are not forced, Yari. They are just, they will just announce it. Hey, you, make sure you shave this guy. Hey, you, make sure. It's not forcing. You know the meaning of force? We are finished with the first question. We know our medical student. The day they just say it in the class that, hey, you boy, I don't want to see you this year. I don't want to see you. Now all of them are gray beard. Hypocrite. Hypocrite. Wallahi, there is a Muslim professor who is supposed to be the head of the community. He hates beard. He hates it. He will say, this beard, I hate it. I used to put it in my mind, I said, not between you. Anytime he says this, that's my mind. Yeah, Munafiki. I hate that. Say Munafiki. One day I was in his office. He had a younger doctor who has beard all in his mouth. He said, yeah, yeah, he is. It's fine, you know. It's like this. He started praising the beard. He says, yeah, Munafiki. Munafiki. He hates the beard if it is the beard of Sunni. One guy, he's praising the beard. So you know that the problem is not the problem of we didn't have Muslims. Okay. We could only him thoroughly. You know what? I've been on you. So brothers, be careful when they say shave your beard. You should quickly run to ask. It's not darura. Don't give yourself fatwa of darura. It's not darura. Don't shave your beard. That's my own. I will remind you on the day of Qiyamah that if you shave that beard, Allah will come. Say, Allah, I told him we could burn you. I don't think it's baladan came. Now. Translated Quran is not Quran. You to say translated. Quran is Quran and Arabia. If it is Quran, it is Arabic. If it is translated, it is the translation of the meaning of the Quran. Unless they are side by side. So it will, that translation, the copy you have, will contain the Quran. But if it is just the translation alone, the translation of the meaning of the Quran, it is not Quran. It doesn't mean you treat it with disrespect because the meaning of what is in it is from the words of Ar-Rahman. But before you can call something Quran, it has to be Arabic. That's why all these people who go and study Arabic and Islamic studies, when they want to talk about the Quran, they say, Almighty Allah says they'll be speaking English. Did Allah speak it in English? This is Almighty Allah says, Almighty Allah says, Almighty Allah says, when he will say what Allah, Almighty Allah says, a bonio sokula, he will speak English. Oh, you who believe. Did Allah say, oh, you who believe? Or if someone would go and see them Arabic and Islamic studies, Ilori and Ilori, there are even very learned people are there in the Arabic and in the Arabic and Islamic studies compared to some schools. Me, I was here. I'm not talking about uni or show, I don't know their levels. But we have people who are teachers of Arabic and Islamic studies in some universities who are clear-cut, open enemies of Sunnah. That's why we are saying what we are saying. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. I think we can stop here. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.